This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A lot of cities have tried to revitalize their downtowns with concert halls, art galleries, theaters, from wealthy places like Dallas to not-so-wealthy places like Detroit. The hope is always that people will come for the arts. Restaurants and bars will open, and real estate developers will follow right behind. But making the scenario work is a challenge for any city, let alone for Camden, New Jersey. Camden is frequently ranked the most dangerous city in America, and it's one of the poorest and most blighted. But WHYY's Peter Crimmins met with some people in Camden who think the arts might even start to turn their fortunes around.
Camden used to be a booming town. The first consumer record player, the Victrola, was manufactured in Camden, and musicians from all over came here to record those thick shellac 78s, like these guys, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago in 1924. At the height of the Second World War, there were almost 40,000 people employed in Camden to build ships.
You know, it was a great, healthy neighborhood. It thrived on the shipyard a few blocks from where we're standing here. It closed down in the 60s, and when it closed, it was sort of the neighborhood just nosedived.
That is Father Michael Doyle. He's the pastor of the Sacred Heart Church in South Camden. This neighborhood is called Waterfront South, and it stinks. It really does. There's a sewage plant processing effluvia from the entire county parked about 200 yards away. On a breezy day, that smell blows right through this street, where many of the houses are empty with plywood where windows used to be.
A lot of scrap yards in Camden, and so there was always a market for the pipes in your house. If you weren't watching, you might have a house, you went back to look at it, and every pipe is gone, and so you threw up your hands and said, I'm out of here.
Father Michael Doyle is doing something about it. His church has its own property redevelopment arm called Heart of Camden. In 25 years, it's flipped about 200 houses.
A poor area that we're trying to, you know, grow flowers in, build it up a bit. And we believe that beyond faith and hope that that art will save us.
Some pieces of plywood nailed over those gutted buildings have been painted with flowers and haiku poems.
Watermelon slices, glistening red curves in the sun, the smiles of summer. Well, that's like kind of nice. Right now, the new theater is being built. I can hear the sound of saws down there. It was an old abandoned bar called Walt's Cafe.
Walt's Cafe was a corner bar for shipyard workers. It was run by a guy named Walt and his wife Sue. Father Doyle's group is now rebuilding it as a theater, and when it's done, he will hand the keys over to Joe Papzicki. Now, he's both a playwright and the grandson of Walt and Sue.
This used to be my grandfather's bar back from the 1930s through the 1960s. When you walk in, you're coming through the same door that was his bar.
Papzicki grew up here, eating Slim Jims and drinking orange soda at the bar.
When we were kids, used to come up into this attic. This was my grandfather's attic. And they used to have deer heads and all this stuff because the guys in this neighborhood would go hunting, take the deer head home. You know, they'd get it mounted, come into their wife and go, boy, look what I got, honey. And she'd go, get that thing the hell out of here. And my grandfather would take them in, and there were deer heads all over the place from customers who were not allowed to have them in their houses. So we would come up as 6- and 7-year-olds and pretty much hide from the scary deer heads.
The bar is also the location of Papzicki's play about Camden called Last Rites, as administered to a dying city. Here's a scene from Act One, where two young guys from a different part of town come into Walt's bar.
They're a problem, bud? Got some respect. This ain't Kramer Hill.
What, no bars in your neighborhood?
Plenty.
Bet they could use the business.
Why don't you just get the hell out of here and go back where you came from?
The regulars at Walt are particularly ornery on this day because they all just learned they're out of a job.
At the end of the first act, the shipyard closes. And Act Two, the alcohol that's been fun in the first act now becomes a crutch.
That's when everybody who had any means left the city in a hurry and moved to suburban towns like Gloucester and Cherry Hill. Audiences who come here to see Last Rites, and let's be honest, they'll be coming from wealthier towns like Gloucester and Cherry Hill, they'll be sitting in the exact location of the story. And that's the point. When they leave the theater to go back to their cars, they will be in the same neighborhood they just saw on stage.
You have to come here to see it. It's not in Cherry Hill. It's not in Center City Camden. It's not in Haddonfield. You want to see this play? Here it is. It forces people to kind of stretch and get out of their comfort zones and say, okay, I'm going to Camden.
Putting on the play is just a means to an end. The mission here is to turn around the fortunes of the whole neighborhood.
Art will save us. Art is what's going to be the thing that's going to finish the job of making Waterfront South what it was when I was a kid.
It takes some moxie, and Joe has got moxie. He's got moxie for days, for sure.
That is Margie Salvante. She's the director of the Greater Philadelphia Theater Alliance, just across the river in Pennsylvania. She worries that after the play about Camden closes, another play will be staged, but that one will not be about Camden.
I don't think it's going to be a challenge so much for him to get people out there to begin with, because people will be curious, and the mission is so great and all of that. It'll be about getting people to come back.
The state of New Jersey has put money into Camden before. There's a minor league baseball stadium and a state-of-the-art aquarium. Howard Gillette is the author of Camden After the Fall, Decline and Renewal in a Post-Industrial City.
Let's put it in perspective. 25 years ago, people made just the same claim for the aquarium. Could the aquarium save the city? And obviously the answer is not. You bring people in for a few hours, they spend a few dollars largely in the aquarium, they go out again, that doesn't save a city.
Gillette says the problem is regional. All the money is in the suburbs and all the poverty is in Camden. The trick is getting people with money to move to Camden. Nobody needs to move near an aquarium, but a small arts district with some quality of life improvements, maybe. Father Michael Doyle opens a gate between some of the houses he has restored. There's a dirt path that leads behind the buildings, where a one-acre plot has been transformed into a community garden with chickens.
Looked like a helpless situation. There's so many abandoned houses.
Howard Gillette said that Doyle's efforts have not improved the city as a whole, it just kept it from getting worse. Father Doyle likes to refer to the biblical story of the loaves and fishes.
A kind of an idea that the bit is enough. If you do a bit, God will finish it, like the multiplication of the loaves. If you have a couple of loaves, you could feed a multitude.
Father Doyle is a patient man, and he'll wait to see if Camden has a third act left in it, or a miracle. For Studio 360, I'm Peter Crimmins.
Joe Papzicki's play, Last Rites, is on stage through October 3rd.